Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
Flight Hour as we take flight tonight. grateful for the word of God to you. Amen. And we thank God for what he's prepared for us to the table tonight. And we also bring you greetings for East Wings International Ministries as well. Church with and without walls. And we thank God for what he is doing in this hour, how he's preparing us for the greater as we encounter his presence, as we grow in our relationship with God. We're thanking him for even the experiences that we're having in him, even the challenges and tests, you know, even through all that. We thank God for just being with us and helping us to go through it in Jesus' name. So as before we start, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We surrender ourselves to you. Lord, we open our hearts and allow you, Lord God, to have the free course tonight. In Jesus' name, we charge the atmosphere with your anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you for ministering to our hearts, finding us right where we are. And Lord, I thank you as we allow your word to take root. Minister to us, Lord God, and we thank you for bringing us into a greater place in your in our covenant with you, Lord. Thank you for awakening us up those areas that we may be asleep. Cause us to awaken and rise up, Lord God, and take our rightful place in you. In Jesus' name, as you walk out this walk, Lord God, we thank you. As you walk out this mandate and even this very time and season in our life, Lord God, we thank you for what you're allowing us to experience in you. In Jesus' name, so Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Minister your word tonight. Let us receive exactly what you have for us tonight, Lord. Let it refill our soul and build us up, strengthen us for the journey ahead, Jesus. And we thank you as we surrender all to you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. We will ask you tonight to turn with us the word we're going to turn to Proverbs chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Proverbs 3, starting at verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen. Tonight I want to talk to you from the subject of total dependency on God. Total dependency on God. Amen. When we're talking about total dependency, we're talking about relying on and trusting and really just submitting ourselves to the hand of God, to his works, his heart, whatever he desires to do. We're giving ourselves freely to him for him to do, have his way. We're not trying to save our own life bars and rebelling against God, and we're trying to do things that we want to do, but we're allowing ourselves to grow in him and experience him that, like, in a way we've never experienced him before. So this is why, as we continue to take this walk, we must learn to really depend on God. Dependency means the quality of being dependent, an area that is controlled by a country, but that is not formally a part of it. Dependent one, someone that is dependent on something else, especially territorial unit under the jurisdiction of a nation, but not formally annexed by it. A building or stable that is adjunct to a main dwelling. So it's a part of, but not necessarily started off there, established there from the beginning, but it also has connection with the place or organization. There's a working together. There's a camaraderie there. Amen. So when we're talking about having total dependency on God, we're talking about being dependent on God and beyond the elements, beyond what you can see, beyond the usual things. Once again, I want to give you opportunity. If there's anyone who have a prayer request or would like to call in or ask a question, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the queue box. And press 1. Okay, so when we talk about being totally total dependency on God, we're talking about one who has submitted himself to be dependent on God, to one that realized that apart from him, we can do nothing. No matter how good people may say you are, or no matter how much people may think you're such an awesome guy, awesome woman, you realize that apart from him, you can do nothing. You couldn't do it without him, so that's why you couldn't take all the credit, you know, and take the credit for it. When you're talking about being dependent on God, we're talking about if you stand in the room and all of a sudden all the walls disappear to where even the floor begins to disappear. Well, if you're trusting in God, that's all you have to trust in. You don't have a wall to lean on. You don't have the floor to cling to. Amen. So when you're talking about being totally dependent on someone or something, it doesn't matter. Someone, it doesn't matter. We're talking about being totally dependent on God to where no matter what you may think you can do in your own strength, you understand that it's not by your strength, but it's by his might. You understand it's by his hand, by his favor. It's about him that we're doing what we do. And then we also imitate and follow that which we are dependent on. If you're dependent on someone in this case here, we're dependent on the Lord to help us to go forward and do what he calls to do. So we're dependent on him to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. And at the same time, we imitated him, following him, doing what he did, and doing what he said do as we do what he may tell us to do. There's in the future tense. But we're following close by him, imitating and doing what he has called us to do in the earth. Because what we do have meaning and purpose. So it's very important to understand when we're talking about being dependent on God, we're talking about relying on him, trusting in him, beyond the norm. When you really depend, when you have someone that's dependent on the drug for whatever reason, that means there's no other option. There's no other way to do it but this way here. They want this, and that's all they want. When someone is dependent on anything, a drug or even just medical pills or anything that's an assistance to or that's meant described to help, but at the same time, if we do it too much or do it too often, we can become dependent on something and not even realize that we just made that thing almost like our God in a sense. You know, we can be so, especially like with pain pills, people get addicted to pain pills all the time because they're so used to taking it, they can begin to take it and reach to the point to where even if they may not even have the effect of what they used to have from it, but just the mental note or just the mental thought that they're taking this medication may bring about a peace to them, a temporary peace that is. But when we talk about being dependent on God, no matter what we face with, no matter what we're going through, we realize we're saying that our source has not changed. He is our help. He is our life. He is our strength. He is our everything. And just because I may face a new situation, may face a new challenge, may face a new obstacle every day, but my God has not changed. My position with him has not changed. My relying on him has not changed. I don't need him. I should not just need him
more this week and less next week just because I think I can do it on my own strength. No, my dependency is in him. So as I'm dependent on him, I'm also relying on him. Okay, so let's go to Proverbs 3 again. Verse 1 says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Here it is, the Lord is he's instructing his son here. He said, don't forget his law. Don't forget my law. In other words, don't allow my instructions to go away or you not grab hold of it, but take it to heart. Take hold, grab hold tight. And just when it comes to us grabbing the word of God, it's going to take us grabbing the word tightly because remember, the enemy comes to steal the word as well. He comes to steal those things that did not take root in your heart. The only time he can take it is when you allow that word to take root in your heart and you understand truly who you're dependent on and you're relying on him because you understand, Lord, if you don't do it, it won't be done. And so as we go further, he says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. This is encouraging to us because the more we take his word in, the more he's preserving us, preserving our youth, and the more he's strengthening us as we go forward. Amen. It's not no magic potion, but as we get the word of God is alive, powerful, sharpening any two-edged sword. As we get that word in us, our soul is being renewed day by day. Amen. So as we're getting stronger in the Lord. So as we continue in that, it's understanding, he says, for length of days and long life. Well, you think they're about this be the same length of days and long life, but actually, when we look at it, length of days could be stretched out one way, but then at the same time, long life, it is what it is, long life. Life beyond even expectancy. Life beyond certain situations or challenges. Life beyond even those things. Amen. He goes on to say, and in peace they shall add to thee. God is causing us to triumph, and when we ask you, as we're trusting in him and we have that peace, he gives us that security on the inside that no matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, no matter how life may change upon you overnight or right then and there before your eyes, you can still always depend on me. I'm not going to let you fall down. I'm not going to let you go to waste. Amen. If so, as we see this, he's definitely telling us length of days and long life and peace they shall add to thee. His word, by keeping his word close to your heart and in your heart, you begin to have a dependency on him like never before. You trust him like never before. You lean on him like never before. Amen. And so as we go on, he said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Don't let mercy and truth forsake thee. Sometimes people may not deserve the mercy card. Let me touch on that for a second. Sometimes people they act like, oh, irate and everything. And sometimes some people don't deserve the mercy card. But because you want to obtain mercy down the road, and even uncommonly, so we give that chance back. We give that mercy to that person because, you know, sometimes, you know, especially being led by the Spirit of God, I must say that, because not everyone may get that opportunity. But for those who will, keeping in mind that you being a blessing to that person, that even though it's not based on what they deserve or not, but just the fact of that you're trusting the God inside of you and you're trusting that they will grab hold of this mercy that you give to them. Well, you could be, no, I'm not giving no mercy at all. But then we think about this, what did Jesus do for us? He gave us mercy. He even gave us his whole life. So, amen. So, will we just be encouraged as we continue to see the hand of God moving on our behalf? So, he says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. Okay, he's telling us how to collect, how to grow, and how to build in this matter. So he said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tablet of their heart. Amen. So when we see here, we see that as he's calling him to, as he's growing or giving him a life experience, he's telling him, let thy mercy and truth forsake thee. Keep mercy. Have mercy upon people sometimes who don't deserve it, but then also walk in truth. Having truth, make sure that you always mean what you say and say what you mean. Because if you're not doing that, your words will be of none effect to people. Because if you're not saying exactly what you mean what you say, and you're not being truthful or faithful, then people are not going to really hear you when you say the sky is black or sky is whatever it is. They will be looking behind because they say they can't trust you. So we have to, as we see here, we see a thing of trust to where that comes out of mercy and truth. He said, for safety, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So we see here, he said, thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. This is very important for us, as men. We understand that the things we do today can affect our tomorrow. This is very important. Because how you sow seeds there, helping people, being a blessing, is going to have to come back. That's why God watches over his word to perform it. Because when he said that word, for it, there's an intention behind the word as it's sent forth out of our mouth. There's an intention to see that word begin to work on our hearts and do a work to where we're that he causes us to triumph. He will cause us, as we take that word in our hearts and we allow that word to really go through the process, we're opening our heart to receive from the Lord. We'll open our heart to have all those things that he said we could have. So as we trust in the Lord, as we lean on him, just understand that our dependency on him should be strong, because we understand once again that apart from him, we can do nothing. So as the Lord is strengthening us and helping us, we keep in this in mind as we continue to strive forward, because as we continue to build up our dependency on the Lord, we're going to experience him in a different way each and every time. Amen. Some people have experiences with God that blows your mind. Some people have experiences with God that's like, okay, you know, it's just probably peaceful and quiet. But sometimes our experiences with God can become those rowdy types, those situations at times where it seems like everything is going to try to be challenging at the same time. So, but amen. So as we continue on, we wanted to let you know, if anyone who desired to call him, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. And press 1 to get in the queue box. So as we're seeing total dependency in this picture here, as we talk about Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to get a little deeper as we go in. And let's go to verse 4. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is the dependency on God, total dependency. He's talking about trusting the Lord, not with half of your heart, not with a quarter of your heart, not through a few areas. We're talking about totally dependent on God, realizing that, once again, apart from him, you can do nothing. That without him, you cannot accomplish all those things that he has put in our life to accomplish. As we trust the Lord with all our heart, that means we do not hold back on what we believe. We don't hold back on standing for what we believe, because all this is necessary for us to really become and walk in the picture and the image of what God has called us to do. As he's called us to be like him in this life, to walk in this, to walk this walk as he has, this is a tall order. That's a tall order. We're talking about actually walking as Jesus walked in this earth. But the thing is about it, to man, these things are impossible. To God, all things are possible. Once again, it takes you back to the fact is that that would not be accomplished in our own flesh, but it's going to be accomplished trusting him. So I encourage you tonight, as we trust in the Lord with all our heart, don't just give God a portion of your heart and hold on. But give him your whole heart and wholeheartedly let him have his way. Well, look at it like this. You have nothing to lose, but you have so much more to gain. This is why we have to learn to trust in the Lord now before our challenges come. Like using an example of going to the river. You may have two men going, but one may pray going away, going, one may pray when they get there. Regardless, they're both going to have a dependency on God. Now, which one will believe better because of their preparation is really up to them. Because the one going on their way to the water, praying on the way, then you have the other one who wait till they get to the water to start praying. Long story short is this, they both had a decision. One was right, one was wrong. And the one that did not make it was the one who waited till they got to the water, waited till they got there, and then they prayed. See, we don't wait till we get in the battle, then we start praying. We pray before we get to the battle to prepare our hearts to stand. See, as we prepare our hearts to stand, this is where, through constant communication with the Lord, developing and building a foundation of relationship with God, growing in His Word daily, speaking His Word daily, commanding and taking authority over the atmosphere, whatever it is that the Lord may need you to step through authority and do, whatever it is He's calling you to do, He's doing it, and He wants us to depend on Him. We can't be dependent on God and at the same time leaning on the wall. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to have the same effect that when we say we're going to totally depend on God, at the same time we take away all handicap, all vices, that those things that can make us, okay, for instance, if someone says that they're going to, how can I say? They're going to go to a cabin for the weekend and get in the presence of God. And they may say, well, someone else may say, well, okay, you go, but no electronics. No electronics, no any other stuff that they can distract you. But you get you a paperback or a hardcover Bible, you go to the cabin, you spend some time in the cabin, and you spend time praying, reading, no cell phone, no television, no this, no that, and you actually spend a time with the Lord, quality time, not just a quick, you know, quick in and out time, but you spend quality time with the Lord as He begins to build you. This is why it's very important sometimes to simplify some things that we have. I understand and I know, because every time you look around, even with technology, things are getting better and better. It makes it more easier to depend on, let you know, the technology these times and days, because this accessibility, how you're able to access even some information that blows your mind. Everything is so easy now to gather information, computer age and time, all that stuff. But the thing is, going back to the men of the Bible and the Old Testament, I say Old Testament and New Testament, earlier times, you can see where the hand of God was moving in their lives in a very powerful way. See, they didn't have the TVs. They didn't have this thing, these apps and that apps on our phone. And they didn't have all that stuff. So life was pretty simple. Sometimes they travel for days and just send a message in a bottle and all kind of, you know, stuff like that, different ways to try to send a message to a person, send a person to be a messenger. You know, so sometimes they had different ways of getting the word out. But bottom line is this, their dependency was more totally on God than we are today. It's very easy to praise God when your technology is working right, when your Facebook is, status has just changed and you're looking like you're happy you have this and that, you're going on your social media. But before we had all that, we had less distraction. And then on top of that, we had more of a pure walk with God. And the reason I say more of a pure walk, because sometimes we can, those things, those devices can be a block or a hindrance to us. We find ourselves we find ourselves in the place to where, as we're dependent on the Lord to help us in our situation, to bring us out, well, at the same time, we're so dependent on these gadgets and different things to where we start to make those things God without even saying sometimes. We trust it so much to where we always have it on us and doing it, doing things with it, to where back in the days when we had a Bible, we had to carry a Bible around. Well, it's so easy and convenient now to where you can pull up a Bible app and you have all of the access to the Bible on your phone, which has its benefits. It does. But sometimes we need to get away from the phone. Sometimes you need to go back and get that old faithful paper soft cover Bible that you used to have years ago when you first got saved. Will help you through your most challenging times in life. Sometimes we have to go back to those simple things to really understand what true dependency on God is about. Everything, so many things with technology and information age, everything is so easy to come up with. Google up this, Google up that. But what happened to real research? Searching for that answer. And this is where we see a breakdown in knowledge in some areas, because where older saints used to probably look it up and dig and get a concordance, open it up and cross-reference this, cross-reference that. They found out some things along the way that give them a deeper place sometimes of what they were looking for, a greater image of what they were studying. See, we go straight to what we want and we just stop there and that's it. But since these men and women of God, they cross-referenced this. They went to their history and found out this thing and that thing, or found out about how something operated and why some things happened. See, these things will help build us, give us more depth in our walk with God, because we begin to know him at a deeper place. We become more solidified, solid in our walk, because as we're trusting and depending on him, we're relying on him as well. Okay, as we move on, amen. If anyone desires to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Okay, so verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. And so sometimes that's hard to do because we're so used to trying to figure things out. But God is not one of those situations, those common problems that we just can figure out. We give it to him, and he's the judge in the end. He decides what he want to do, or we'll move on to what he don't. This is why we have to understand and make sure we continue to respect God for who he is. Sometimes it can be very, you know, some people just have no fear. Some people just fearless, they just do any kind of thing, all manner of stuff. But the bottom line is this: when we understand who it is that we're serving, we be more mindful of what we do and how we do it. Glory to God. Okay, he says, lean us to our own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. See, sometimes we know it. We know this, we know that. And then sometimes we don't. But if we took time out to ask the Lord, I'm sure that he would not hold back on answering. But we have to open up our mouth. You wouldn't know if someone is depending on you unless you speak up sometimes. You don't know where they're standing right now, you know, to the fullness. So bottom line is that's why we have to understand that God is waiting for us to pursue him, and not only pursue him, but dig deeper in our relationship with him. We have to dig deeper, because if we stay shallow or still on the side, we're not going to be dependent on God. Once again, how did Peter get to get out of the boat and others didn't? Peter wanted to trust in the word that was going to come out of the apostle, but come out of Jesus. So much so that he was going to trust that we were going to trust the word, because only he said, Jesus, if that be you, bid me to come. And Jesus responded by saying, come. That gave him all the power and authority to go forth and do what he did. Hands down. So this is why we have to continue to stay in the presence of God the right way and make sure that we stay dependent on him, even as we pray. We got to intercede, pray. I pray that the spirit of intercession would hit the church like never before, that we will find ourselves praying in the car, in the parking lot, on the way to work. Sometimes, on the back porch, you find yourself getting away just to pray. Jesus did it several times in the Bible. He stored away. He broke off from the crowd and went somewhere and prayed. See, today it's so very easy to get dependent on the crowd. That's why we can have pretty strong intercessory times for some places. And then in some places, it is terrible. Because sometimes people have a mindset they don't want to change. And then, two, just depending on what's going on, we're going to see the hand of God move. We're going to see his, as we're dependent more on the Lord, this is what's going to cause us to really see the hand of God in motion. Because we're trusting in him, and we're saying, Lord, I know I can do this, this, that, and this, and this, but I trust you. I choose to follow you. I choose to allow you to have your way in my life. There's no other way it's going to be done unless you do it, Lord. And after you cry out in such a way, be careful. Watch and see how God's going to move. God's going to cause some great things to happen. But then, too, challenges might come at the same time. So don't be discouraged when the challenges of life come at you or different things happen to try and discourage you. That's part of life. It's going to happen like that. Enemy's always trying to get you to the fault on what you're standing on or what you believe. We are going to be tried by this fire. We have to be willing to stand against all odds. We have to be willing to stand when it's not popular. We have to be willing to stand when it's not so easy to just jump in a taxi car and going where you need to go. Sometimes God will have to allow us to go through those moments that causes us to go to a deeper place of dependency on him. Amen. Sometimes he may allow you to go through some sustained storms in life. He may cause you to go through some series of changes in life. But the bottom line is it was all there for a reason. And so, amen, as we continue to go forth, we will see that some provisions that the Lord makes for us, he's doing it for our own good, even if we can't see it. Amen. Now, let's hold that scripture there, and let's go to Psalm 23. Oldie, but goodie. So once again, if anyone desired to call and ask a question, want prayer, rededicate your life, save yourself, whatever it is. Let's see you, amen, as soon as we can. Let's let the Lord really deal with our hearts and so we can dig deeper. He wants us to be challenged. See, the more we allow God to challenge us in our walk, the deeper we'll go, the deeper we'll tread, the deeper we'll reach and go and stretch deeper. I mean, if Peter didn't have a hunger or I should say a desire to go where Jesus was, he would have never even asked the question, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. Well, he wouldn't make the statement, I should say. He wouldn't have done it if he didn't have a desire to go deeper, go further. See, so we pray that each and every one of your desire tonight to go further, deeper in dependency on God will begin to be stirred and awakened like never before, that you'll find yourself doing that which he called you to do, to unite, to come together as one. These are the things that's going to help us to grow and be sustained in our walk with him, because as we allow the Lord to really deal with our hearts, as we get in his presence, as we begin to allow ourselves to open up to him, we find a stronger place, stronger core inside of us of God. There's a strong core of God inside of us to where, this is just heavy duty. Amen. For what God wants us to do is a heavy mandate that's on our lives. And we're going to go forth and do it, but then do it with authority. We're not doing it as in a guess and wondering if that worked or is that okay, but we're going to do it with confidence. Because we when you have a word from God, you can trust what you hear, what you heard from God. When you got that word from Him and it really set in your spirit, is good. It makes that kind of a difference. So amen. Let me move on a little further. Okay, so as we continue Psalm 23, he says, the Psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, let's start right there. The first thing he says, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, the purpose of a shepherd is the one who feed, guide, protect, you know, maneuver, or, you know, just cause some things to happen. That's what they do. Okay, and as we continue to build, he also says, he maketh me to lie down. Well, the other part is, he said, I shall not want. Because I understand everything I need is in the Lord. There's no need for me to go around looking for this thing, that thing, but we just got to go deeper in our relationship and just know that God will provide. We have to trust Him to provide. Whatever He said do, that's what we do. Amen. But here it is, as He is really dependent on, as we're dependent on the Lord, really dependent on Him, some people in our life, you know, begin to exit out. And sometimes God will change us because if we just taking them out of the bag and just leaving them there or just separating them for that moment, but then we go right back to it, that's not going to help us in our growth. That's actually going to kind of slow us down, because as we slow down our walk with the Lord, we're allowing ourselves to dim down our fire and becoming cold. This is why we have to be careful who we connect with, and even in dangerous of what they're preaching and teaching, because those things can work against the momentum of God in our lives. Be careful what we allow to happen on our watch. Be careful when we, you know, get snuck up on, you know, we prepare it at all times. So as we prepare ourselves in this word, we got to realize that in order for us to be great, we have to be willing to do greater. That's how the scale works today. You just can't do the same amount everyone else is doing and celebrate that. That's nothing else. That's not. We need to definitely depend on the Lord more than we used to. And this is going to come by time spent, understanding, and sharing. It's very important to share in order for us to be a strong couple in the Lord. It's very important for us to share. If we will walk with the Lord strongly, we must share with Him. It's very easy to say what we could do or what we want to do, but then when we're faced with the real situation, this is where it can get really testing. So if anyone desires to call the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. Amen. So as we continue to trust the Lord, as we allow Him to build us up, strengthen us, let us look at Psalm 23. He said, once again, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And he said, my shepherd how can I say? When we talk about a shepherd, this one is a person who's supposed to guide, protect, take care of the sheep, go through the fur of the sheep, watch, you know, if they're watching, take the care and maintenance of the sheep, because all of this is necessary for them to prepare themselves for the release of whatever it is that is growing. But we have to really put ourselves in position so we can be cultivated, purged, strengthened, with all those things need to happen in order for us to go forth and be strong and powerful, be refreshed and revived in the Lord. These things are necessary for us to do. Amen. So, amen. Once again, as we continue to see this, let us be confident in knowing that God is doing a new thing inside of us. He's doing a new thing, and we must not hinder or stop what God has called us to do. We need to definitely line up in order for us to stand out. You know, many times when the Lord is leading us to do some things that's great, he's going to lead us to do it untraditionally. That's why it's not strange for certain things that happen in this household that I'm like, wow, there's no way, you know, kids will be kids. But we know that the more we depend on God, the more we're going to see his hand move. Catch that in the spirit tonight. The more you depend on God, the more you will see his hand move. He'll move you to favor, this thing, that thing, whatever it takes. Remember, he got your back. So, amen. So as we continue to walk this thing out, trusting in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. See, the more we begin to dig deeper, the more we find ourselves discovering what it really is, you know, the more and more we go deeper in Christ, the deeper we find ourselves walking in, to where sometimes you may have questions about certain things that's happening, but then you may have, then the answer might just be right there too. So as we continue to walk this walk out, continue to do it with faith, continue to do it with a fervency of heart, continue to do it with passion, continue to do it with the person who is hungry for the things of God, continue to dig deeper in your walk with God, and you find yourself becoming more and more dependent, because you will discover and see that those men and women of God, they didn't some people can be underestimated, because because you may not see their rough side, don't think that they don't have a rough side. And sometimes the ones that are quiet are the ones that will get you real good. So as we continue to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding, he said, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Lord, we ask the Lord, can we do this? Can we do that? And there's some things we won't even bother taking to the Lord because we think that we already know. And sometimes we'd be surprised. The Lord may say no or yes. Just when we think we got them figured out, that's when God shifts. This is why we walk closely with our leadership, but we also have to understand they're leaders. They're doing as they're trained to do. And sometimes the Holy Ghost will lead us to do some things that's very untraditional, that we have to trust our leader. That's talking about trusting the leader. This is why we have to trust those who God has appointed in our lives. Trust them to walk in these places, because when they walk in, they have an understanding how to get some things done, and may not cost you a whole arm and leg. But sometimes we have to be careful, because sometimes though something may be convenient, it may cost you more in the long run. So amen, amen. So as we continue on, we almost finished. As we're dependent on the Lord, as we stay before his face day and night, it's very important for us to understand, really understand, that as the Lord God liveth, you know, we as we understand those terms and the way we speak it on those matters, the more passionate we have about what we're doing, the more people will believe what they're seeing and hearing. Sometimes we make it so complicated to win a soul. Sometimes it's going to take just from us being a good example. Some of us in our homes, the Lord is waiting for us to step up. Yeah, amen. So we trust the Lord. We're going to allow him to have his way, do what he desires to do, because our dependency is on him, not on other people. But when we're dependent on each other, we're going to have each other's back. So that means as we continue to walk this thing out, there will be times where we're going to face some opposition. And even in the midst of opposition, we still have to maintain the order of our life. We maintain and do what we're doing, supposed to do. All these things are personal and possible because of the fact is that God is waiting for us to perform. Sometimes we count ourselves out before we get started. Sometimes we don't think that God can use us to do certain things. Why? Who told you this? The serpent, the enemy. See, we're making room to hear the enemy a whole lot more than we need to. Amen. We tolerate some of the wrong stuff. So we have to begin to make some changes in order for some things to change. Amen. So once again, we just praise God for what he's saying in this hour. He wants us to be totally dependent on him. Amen. Some people won't be able to catch the strip. Amen. But at the same time, God is preparing us for the greater. So, amen. So, and right now, I want to open the floor. If there's anyone who have any questions or comments, amen. At this time, they can be welcome to call in 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, and be free to give us a call. Amen. So as we continue to go forward, amen, as we continue to see this thing really unfold, seeing how the Lord has been dealing with us about doing some greater things in him, we have to truly understand that it's only by his power and his might that we're able to do some of these things we're doing. Well, I said some, but all the things that we need the computer to do, sometimes it may not do so, but at the same time, we trust the Lord. We trust the Lord. We just try it anyway. And it worked. So, amen. So I thank God for what he's doing in this hour, how he's pruning us, how he's cutting away those old things that's been lingering on us and setting us free. Some of you, glory to God, some of you are just right there at the break of some change happening. And God just needs your cooperation. That's what he does. He just needs your cooperation with him. Amen. So glory to God. So right now we're going to get ready to release the line. Amen. For those who may have questions, amen, we want to give you an opportunity to definitely come forth. But in the meantime, while we get ready to come forth, we want to allow we want to allow each and every one of you to, well, not each and every one, we want to allow some of you who may have a chance to call in. Call in. Definitely call in. Bring your prayers. If you need prayer requests, you know, you need to be praying. You don't need prayer for. The help will just help you pray about those situations that we're facing. And even as we continue to talk about our dependency on God, we want you to see and understand that picture. It's not saying you're helpless, but you're actually in a place of surrender that also is a powerful place as well. When you learn how to submit to his authority, his power, his grace, there's so much more that God will do in your life just because you're a giver. So as we're dependent on God, even in the era of giving, we're dependent so much on God that we're like, God, we know as we're sowing, we trust in you. You will just do what you have to do. Amen. So, amen. So as we continue to go forward, just remember, total dependency on God. You know, we want to be totally dependent on God no matter what challenges come. No matter situations, we want to be secure in that we can be all who God has called us to be. So glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to probably touch more on next week about the dependency of God. There's some stuff that I didn't get to tonight. But as we continue to take this journey, let us continue to stay in that place of dependency. That place of dependency, let me say this, this is a place of humility as well. It's also about being humble in the presence of God, humbled in our pursuit of God, humbled in the possession of God. Totally humble. When God has his way, he does what he desired to do. And you're sitting back wondering, like, God, was that me? Nope, it wasn't me, but it was him through me. See, so once again, our response to situations matters a lot. If we don't respond right to our situation, it's going to come back and bite us. And that's why we need the real deal. So glory to God. Father, we thank you right now as we pray for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for helping them to be more dependent on you, Lord God. As you're taking us through the trials and tests, well, we thank you for your presence and your power, Lord God, being on the line like never before, that as we go forth, Lord God, that we shall see, we shall hear, we shall touch change in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you as we continue to lead by our computer. We thank you for the change happening and even the altitude. And we thank you, Lord God, for just moving according to your presence, Lord God. Thank you for moving strong in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you right now as we patiently wait on you, Lord God, that you will cause us to be developed and strengthened in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we thank you and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm a
caller. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes, okay, we have a caller. Okay. Caller, come on. Hello? Okay, caller.
So is someone trying to come in, trying to say something?
Yeah, yeah. This is one. 718. Area code 718.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Yes. Area code 718. Amen. 718.
They must have didn't know they hit one.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, no problem. Just do a salvation right quick. We'll be out your way.
Okay. We also want to give everyone an opportunity who need to be saved. We want to give you an opportunity by giving you this. If anyone, there's anyone who right now need to be saved, need to give their life to the Lord, lift up your hands and just receive as we speak. Father, forgive them for their sins. Forgive, Lord, well, we ask you to repeat after me. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me of what I thought was right, my own way. Thank you for bringing me out of my own way into a new way and bring me to your salvation, Lord. Thank you for letting your love surround, protect, keep me as I allow you to come into my heart. Change me, Lord God. Pray, make me a new creation, new creature, as I go forth and experience you on high. So I surrender, I thank you, and I believe you died and rose for me, and I believe and receive him as Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And for those who need to rededicate their life to the Lord, Lord, forgive me, I've gone astray. I need you right now. I surrender all to you, and I allow you to have your free course in the name of Jesus. Do what you desire to do. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. Thank you, Lord God, as we surrender ourselves to you, Lord. Thank you for leading us in the way of truth. Forgive us for going astray. Forgive us for doing our own thing. We believe in every use called so, that we yield ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I thank you for salvation today, Lord God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, excuse me, I should say rededication, excuse me. Bring you back into right alignment for rededication. Thank you. Amen. So once again, thank God for each and every one. We pray that you were blessed by the call tonight. And once again, it's part two of Dependency on God. We will be coming back on next week. Amen. And it's just to just lay in the foundation and really kind of get it together, because it's a lot when we talk about depending on God, and because we have to be willing to let ourselves get out of the picture. So be encouraged and know that he is God. If anyone desires to sow a seed tonight by way of PayPal, you can go to Eagles. Our address is eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. Amen. And this is where you'll find us on PayPal if you desire to sow a seed tonight. We encourage that you do. Amen. We know that the word will be good ground is good ground for you as well. So definitely come on out so God can be a blessing to you. Amen. God bless you all. You have a wonderful night. Amen.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else. Does anybody here know God brought you? Yeah.